Hello, everyone. It's Coach Christy here. Oh, shit. Did I just close that? Hold on, y'all. Oh, no, I'm still here. Whew. I closed the window and then y'all went away and I couldn't find you and now I'm back. Hi, maintenance, everybody. I just got off doing the, just got done doing the other membership call. So I know Mickey says that was quick. Coach Lizzie raised her hand. Yay, Coach Lizzie, I thought you were here with me with both calls, but it was Heather that was on the last call. Let's see, I'm opening my chat. Hi, Annette. Hey, Jane. All right, let me see if I'm, am I Coach, am I Corinne or am I Christy? I don't know if it's Dave. Let me see what it says. Oh, darn it, I went back to Corinne. All right, let me rename myself. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, those of you in maintenance. This call is for y'all. Hey, did anybody happen to see my reminder post today in the maintenance group? I put a hint in there. Who's thumbs up? I can't tell whose thumbs up that is. Hi, Carol from Delaware. If you saw it, Annette, you saw you, did you see what it said? It said it's time for our monthly maintenance call. That's right, y'all. You asked and no BS fulfilled. We are going to once a month for maintenance. So here's the dealio. I need y'all to raise your hands and get coached because if I don't have anybody to coach, they're gonna cancel us. It's gonna be cancel coaching. Okay. So tonight, I've just pulled Coach Lizzie up. She's in the chat with y'all. So make sure your chat is set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists. Hey, Lizzie, thanks for being here. All right, so tonight, you guys, we are talking about what are we talking about? Let me pull up my notes. Hold on, stand by, talks amongst yourselves. We are talking about leveling up your thinking at goal weight. I'm so excited about that. But it is open coaching, but we are coaching on we are coaching those of you that are in your maintenance range. That's what we're going to start with. We've been coaching a lot in our maintenance calls. We've been coaching a lot people that are trying to get back into maintenance, which is awesome. We want to help that those people too, but they're going to be more in the weight loss mode. So tonight we're going to start with people. If you are in your maintenance range and you would like some coaching around your goal weight or your goal range, that's what we can talk about tonight. But as per usual, I have some things that I just kind of wanted to chit chat about because I know it takes a minute for y'all to like warm up to coaching. So here we go. So here's what I want to talk about. I was thinking about the prompt, the call description, and then it was like, you know, leveling up your thoughts around your goal weight or whatever. And I was like, well, how do you know if you need to do that? I was like, how do you know if you need to level up your thinking around your goal weight? And I kind of came up with some ideas. Well, I actually just came up with two. The first way that I came up with that you might want to level up your thinking about your goal weight is watching your actions. So, for example, if you are planning foods that you should eat, or you're planning foods from a place of fear, there's probably some thought work that needs to go into your routine. If you are over-exercising to try to control your weight, probably some thoughts around your goal weight that could be addressed. If you are obsessed with the scale or you're still afraid of the scale, there's probably some thought work to do around your goal weight and your goal range. If you are saying no to like foods because you're afraid or you are worried about going on vacation or you feel like you can't control yourself around certain foods, probably some thinking that could be leveled up around your goal weight. The second way that you could figure out if you need to level up your thinking around your goal weight is just to be aware of what you are actually thinking about your goal weight. So, journal on your goal weight. What do I think about it? Do I like it? What do I think about staying here? Do I think I can stay here? What do I think about if I was lower? What would it feel like to be above this? Like, get into your brain and figure out what do I think actually about my goal weight? There are a few
lessons. And I think I sent Coach Lizzie, I sent them to you in Slack. I actually sent you a bunch of ones you didn't need because I thought you were my moderator for the first call. But there are a bunch of lessons, like lessons, I think I'm going to say 3, 4, 5, and 6 in module one of the maintenance course. And if you have not, if you are in maintenance and you haven't registered for maintenance, Coach Lizzie will put the link into how to register for maintenance as well. You go to the website, you register, you tell us, hey, I'm in maintenance. We say, yay. And then you get access to the maintenance homepage, which has the Facebook group that you can join. It has the maintenance course that you can take. It has the maintenance planner that you can start using that is specifically for those in maintenance. So there's a whole amazing arsenal of things for those of us in maintenance. But yeah, these lessons that I put, Coach Lizzie just posted in the chat, they are fantastic lessons to just kind of review. And y'all know they're only like 10 minutes. So just go ahead and listen to them. They are fantastic to review around your thoughts about your goal weight. So the first thing I want us to talk about real quick is remember that when we're talking about goal weight and goal range, we were never built to stay at one number. I would even argue like within 1 pound. That's very different. Like our bodies just don't work like that. Like even if you eat the same and nothing changes, your body's probably going to fluctuate a little bit anyway. But, you know, thanks Weight Watchers for telling us, you know, you hit your lifetime and now you have to stay within 2 pounds. I think I was there for like 30 seconds. But anyway, we were just never meant to stay at one range. So check yourself around your goal weight and your range. Are you expecting yourself to stay at one number or within a pound or so? That might not be realistic, right? If your body, because I mean, just think about all the ways our body, like, I mean, I don't know, if you don't poop for like 2 days, you could be up like 3 pounds. Or like Corinne's always talking about her leg workout and how she puts on like 5 pounds when that happens. Or, you know, as we age, our bodies like hold on to stuff like water and things like that. So really, really remember that about your goal range. Having a goal range instead of just like, I want to weigh 140, kind of having a goal range, it really gives us a little bit of like space to experiment with some habits and maintenance. Right? That's like one of the benefits of having a range versus just having a single number. We can kind of feel a little bit free to like, oh, let me see if I added some wine in, how what that does. Do I stay in my range? Do I like that? Without feeling the pressure of like trying to get back to that single digit. Okay. So think about that. If you're a one number person, that's fine if it's working for you. But if you're worried about setting a range, think about it that way. Setting a range like gives me room to accommodate vacations. It gives me room to experiment, that kind of thing. If you are new to maintenance, I want to talk about this. If you are brand new to maintenance, one of the things you might have noticed when you landed here in your maintenance range is that you're afraid. You're afraid that you're not going to be able to maintain. And I am here, everybody in the chat that is in maintenance and has been here for a hot minute, how many of y'all were afraid you couldn't keep it? Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Yes, me too. Ooh, somebody had a big thumb. That was good. Oh, look. Did y'all see that on the Zoom? Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, you don't know, but I just got fireworks because I did my thumbs up. Yeah. It's normal. It is 100% normal. Okay. Now, give me a thumbs up. If when you first started losing weight, you didn't think you were going to be able to lose all your weight. So one of the cool things, and this is discussed more in lesson 6 of the maintenance course. I don't think I gave you that link, Lizzie, but it's okay because I just said lesson 6. One of the things that Corinne talks about in lesson 6 is the phases of belief in maintenance. When you get to maintenance, just like you did with weight loss, you're almost starting at ground zero with belief. Because now we're not trying to believe we can lose weight. Now we're trying to believe we can maintain it. It's a whole different belief, right? So just like with the phases of change in the No BS Weight Loss course, there is the phases of belief in the maintenance course. And I'm going to quickly run through these and then I'm going to get to you, Bess, because you are patiently waiting. It is normal to have this fear that you won't be able to maintain. Most of us have never done it before, or if we did, it was for like a hot second and then we gained it back for some reason. Maybe you kept it off for a long time and then you gained it back. But our past, our brains will like to use our past to predict our future, right? So if we've never done it before, of course our brains are going to think we can't. So it's normal to believe that. It's 100% normal. So if you just got to maintenance, or hell, if you've been in maintenance for, you know, a few months and you still don't believe, that's totally normal. The first phase of belief in maintenance is that impossible phase. Like when you first get, remember, y'all remember back when you first saw that, like you hit that maintenance number and you were like so excited. You probably snapped a picture of the scale, admit it. You snapped a picture of the scale and sent it to some people, or you didn't, or you told yourself you were going to keep it for posterity, right? Remember when you did that and then all of a sudden you felt really good? And then like, how long did it last, y'all? Like 10 minutes, a day, a week? How long did the excitement last before it turned to fear? For me, it was probably about 10 minutes. But I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to keep this off, right? That's a nanosecond. And that says, yeah, exactly. Like a nanosecond, you get excited. And then you're like, no way, I'm going to be able to stay here, right? That is 100% normal. So just knowing that not believing you'll be able to maintain your weight is normal can give you some relief. Like just knowing this is normal. Look, I am in good company here with all the people that have just got to maintenance. We're all feeling the fear that we won't be able to keep it off. Okay. That's called the impossible phase. All right. After a while though, if you keep good data and you like your habits, those two things, you'll start to kind of be in the possibility phase, which is you're still scared. You're kind of doubting a little bit, but you're kind of willing to believe maybe you could, if all the stars aligned and your life was, you will start to believe that maybe I could keep this off. You'll start to question, well, if I could stay in maintenance, how would I do that? Right? We'll use curiosity. That's called the possibility phase. It might be possible. I'm not 100% sure, but it might be possible. Then we can move into the probable phase. Okay. This would be like phase three, right? This is where you start to feel momentum. This is where you got a bunch of evidence that you can do it. You like your habits. You feel like, hey, I have no reason that I need to stop doing this. Like, I feel like this is just the fabric of my being now. Like this is going pretty good. I have maybe some slip ups here and there, but I catch them really quickly and I redirect and I'm getting really good at that. That's that probable phase. And then of course, the fourth stage is positive phase. I am certain I will maintain my weight. I can hear myself thinking and I redirect. I don't make a big deal when the scale goes up. This is just who I am now. My habits are so easy. I love them. Like this is like, I don't even really think about my weight anymore. I'm just living my life over here. That's the fourth stage. Okay. So I want you to think about real quick. This is like, okay, we're going to do like participatory here. Where do you think you are? How many of you, put your number in there. Are you, if you're a one, you're in the impossible phase. If you're a two, you're in the possibility phase. If you're a three, you're in the probable phase. If you're a four, you're in the positive phase. Look at this. Fours, fours, twos, threes. Three. Yes. It's really good to know where you are on this scale. And the reason it's good to know where you are on this scale is because it's normal. If you put two, you're normal. You're in the possibility phase. You're a little bit scared, a little bit doubting, but you're sticking in. You're using curiosity. You're starting to connect your habits and fall in love with them. You're connecting your habits to what the scale shows. You're like, oh, if I eat like this, then the scale does this and I'm in control of how I eat. So there we go. I'm creating evidence. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, good to know. If you're not using the maintenance planner, please start using this. If you want to get lower, if you want to get to number four on the maintenance belief, then the planner will help you because there's questions in there that will help you get there. So if you're not using the maintenance planner, check it out. Okay. So to be able to build your belief in maintenance, three things you need. Three things. One, two, three. Here they go. Get ready. Number one, you have to believe it's possible. That's what we just talked about. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be able to maintain my weight, but I do believe it's possible. That's the first thing you need. The second thing you need is you have to start putting your trust in your process. Look at, I'm getting balloons now. You have to start putting your trust in your processes. The same things that got you weight loss will be the things that you do to stay in maintenance. Whatever you did to lose your weight, that's your process. As long as you created a process that you like and you have good mindset around it, that's what's going to keep you in maintenance. The scale, I said this on my last call, the scale is not benevolent and it's not an asshole. It is a reflection of your processes and how much you adhere to your process. That's all it is, right? Trust yourself and your process. That is the second thing you need. The third thing you need is you just got to believe in yourself, y'all. You just got to believe in you. You got to trust yourself. Believe that you can try things and then pivot if they don't work. Believe that you won't beat yourself up if the scale goes up a little bit. Just trust yourself. Okay. Three things. Believe it's possible. Trust your process. Believe in yourself. Okay. Let's get to some coaching and see how this goes. All right. I got one person with their hand raised, y'all. Bess, come on up, promoting you to panelists. All right. Let me know if y'all have any questions, put them in the Q&A so I can see them because the chat's going a little bit fast. Yes, time and success will help you believe. Hey, Dorita, good to see you. Yes, it will. Time and success and collecting the evidence that occurs during that time will help you see. As long as you're tracking your successes, collecting your wins, reminding yourself, hey, look at what I did that was maintenance-like today. Or showing your brain that you are doing things to stay in maintenance. Yeah. Using a baseball coach saying, trust your stuff. Ooh, I like that. All right, Bess, I can't see you, my love, or hear you. So I'm gonna,
here we go.
There you go. And now I just need to see you, my love.
Okay, let's see if this works.
Okay. Oh, hi, it's you.
It's me, Christy. How are you?
And thank you. I am so good.
Thank you for your previous call. You were on fire. A disclaimer, my lung recently collapsed, so I cough a lot. Oh. So please excuse me. But
no
I have a question. I've been in No BS since January 3rd of last year. I lost 45 pounds and I've been in maintenance since August. And I am indebted to all you incredible human beings. I realize that my issue right now is this. What do I do? I have my maintenance planner. I am in the maintenance Facebook group. I listen to the maintenance call. I've done the maintenance course twice. I know that this is diet thinking coming through because I've been on a perpetual diet. I was anorexic as a teenager, and then I became a binge eater, and then I was on a perpetual diet until the age of 61. And I know it's a matter of just chilling out and understanding that this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life. But when I, excuse me, when I think about, well, does that mean that no BS is no longer part of my life? How I get anxious about that because I feel that no BS, I understand that I did the work, but I feel that no BS was the magic. So my question is, what's next? What's next for me? You know, I just don't know.
What do you mean what's next? Like what's next in your life?
What do I just continue to be a member for the rest of my life in no BS? I don't know what that looks like. You know,
what do you mean you don't know what it looks like? Well, you just keep paying the $59 and keep active in the Facebook group and coming on these coaching calls and talking with me. That's what it looks like.
So is that what is expect? Is that what the understanding is for people in maintenance, or do people actually graduate and leave and go into the greater world? I know that you guys are running a business, so that's not exactly what you want. But with people in maintenance, I gauge myself as a three on what you had. Talked about. And so obviously if I'm not a four, there's still space for me to grow. But I'm wondering if my dependency on no BS is part of my diet mentality and diet history and fear of actually just going out there and doing it on my own.
Okay. So your fear that this is diet mentality, right? Or your thought that this is diet mentality, that is just a thought. You could decide that staying in no BS is you utilizing a resource that helps you stay connected to your roots. Is that diet mentality?
Well, I'll tell you what the thought is that's going through my brain, which is if I was cured, there would be no need for no BS in my life because I would be having a normal relationship with food.
Yeah.
And
well,
by
so then, so then I'm going to assume that at some point you're getting rid of your glasses. I mean, you wear glasses, right?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. You go to the doctor, get checkups. You might even take a few medications. You take some Tylenol, right? This
Yeah.
is you just using resources. I mean, listen, it's up to you. If you decide one day that you want to leave no BS because, you know, you're feeling like, hey, I'm in maintenance and I'm ready to close that chapter. I mean, we will cheerlead you on all the way because you feel confident. But I don't want you to leave no BS because you feel like it's a crutch and you're going to somehow test yourself by leaving, right?
Maybe that's a little bit of the perfectionist thinking that, you know, that if I do it, I should be able to do it by myself, seeing that I've done it since August.
But you are doing it by yourself. You're the one that's
Oh,
listening
no.
to the calls.
Oh,
Yeah,
no.
sure.
You guys have
Okay,
your
let me
hands
just,
on.
but let me just tell you, all the resources that we give you in maintenance, we give the weight loss side as well, right? They get a lot of resources too on the weight loss side. Do you know how many people are not utilizing those resources and aren't losing weight?
But Christy, let me tell you something. I was
Okay.
anorexic as a 16-year-old. I lost my period for a year. I decided that
Yeah.
I wanted my body to work well, so I started binging. And then I
Okay.
started on this yo-yo diet. So I've been on a yo-yo dieting for 40-something years. And I've never, ever, if I've gotten to my goal weight, it was for a half a second. I've never, ever been in this place. You guys have your hands on my back or your foot up my ass or you're holding my hands through this. Seriously, I know that I've stepped along, but I felt that I've been carried a lot of the way. I really do.
Okay. I want you to see what you're doing. You are fighting not to be your own hero. Why? Why will you not see that you are the hero in this story? No BS is here. You're right. We have lots of great resources, but I do not make you make your plan. I do not make you come to these calls. I do not make you follow doable hunger. I make a bunch of suggestions to you and you harness them and you're doing it. You are the hero in your own story, Bess. We are here to support and we are a resource, but it is you that's doing this.
And thank you for that. And I appreciate that. And I take it in. I'll tell you one of the reasons why it's a struggle for me to look at myself as the hero, because for me, my past behavior kind of dictates my present and future behavior. And because in the past, I've utilized other systems that were supposedly there to help, and I wasn't victorious. So
No. Oh, wait, time out. It wasn't that you weren't victorious. They weren't the right systems.
okay.
You kept
As
going until
usual.
you found the right one. You kept going. You stuck in there. And you kept going and you found something now what does no BS do for you right now?
Oh, it gives me the courage to live another day without the torment of food.
Yeah, just like your glasses get you to see clearly. No BS helps you stay seeing clearly. How does it do that?
Support, education, accountability, and a really, really spot on, astute understanding that my emotions are what drive me to overeat.
You know, here's a funny thing. Most of us coaches at No BS, there's like, I don't know, Lizzie, how many of us are there? Like 10 now? Most of us coaches have coaches. I went to the life coach school. I know all these answers. Why do I need a coach? When I was a teacher, we were required every year to go to some kind of training to keep our skills up. Why did they make us do that? I mean, I went to teaching school. Like, I got it. Nope. Maintenance requires maintenance.
Yeah.
I put gas in my car last week. Why do I got to go fill it up again?
But I suppose my when I started off, my future self thought incorrectly that at the end of this, which I suppose was maintenance, that I would have developed this relationship with food that would not need the support that I still obviously need.
Well, that's one way to think about it. Or you could think staying connected to people who are working on the same things that I'm working on helps me see everything I need to see to have the relationship I want. Kudos to me for sticking with it. You're viewing staying no BS as a crutch. I'm viewing no BS for you as you being really fucking smart.
I'm looking at it as a lifeline, I suppose, as a lifeline on the one hand and as a crutch on the other. So because clearly I'm here for a reason and I haven't left because it is so meaningful and is so incredibly helpful in my life. There's no question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just in the hospital for 4 days and normally that would have been carte blanche to eat whatever I wanted, you know, and that wasn't where I went. So there is so much about this program that has affected every aspect of my life, not just food, but just how I am in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here. But there was that little niggle at the back of my mind, and I actually wrote in to ask coaches about it, and I didn't flush it out completely. But I think what you're hitting on, which is really resonating with me, is this is my lifetime commitment to me. And this is how I get through life with a healthy relationship towards food is with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I view, you know, my dad told me one time we were talking about being smart, and he blew my mind when I was in high school, when he told me that being smart isn't how much you know. It's knowing how to find the answers to things that you don't.
I love that. Mr. Miller was a clever man.
He was, wasn't he? Ooh, that's a good memory. Oh, listen, I'm not going to tell him that because
No, but that I think that's incredibly astute. And that really sums this all up for me. Absolutely.
You are so smart for knowing how to support yourself and keep yourself feeling grounded and in this amazing community. And not for nothing, but you know, we could coach on other stuff that's not even weight loss related, right? I mean, we are also a life coaching business, right? Like I have a lot of clients that are in maintenance. We don't even talk about weight. We're talking about marriage and kids and other jobs and self-worth and all kinds of stuff. Right. We are a one-stop shop for having the life that you want. And that is, by the way, in our mission statement, losing their weight and having the life that she deserves outside of weight loss, everything. I think you are incredibly smart for staying in a membership that helps you feel connected to what works for you, what gives you content. Because how many of your coaching calls that you listen to have nothing to do with weight loss? Corinne coaches on all kinds of stuff.
A ton. Yes, absolutely. Well, and I mean, just even the previous call that you did about the scale drama, that's still appropriate to me. So I'm still learning and getting the support that I require. So thank you for all of that. And just thank you. First of all, thank you for the monthly maintenance call. I love that. And thank you to all you incredible women for your wisdom and your kindness and your compassion. I really appreciate it.
It is our absolute pleasure. Like, I think No BS is changing the world. And I am so happy that I'm a part of it. And I'm happy that you're a part of it. And you're staying a part of it.
And my daughters are happy too. My daughters are happy because, you know, it feeds the next generation. And my granddaughters too. You know, everybody learns.
And that's how we're doing it. Yes, I love this so much. All right, well, listen, you take care of yourself. I'm glad you're doing better. And I'll see you next month.
Thank you. I'll be there. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, hon. All right, Kathy. You're coming up next. All right. Well, I just did that. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing in the chat? Let me see. What are we talking about? Just because you lift weights one day or do a workout doesn't mean you're done. It's a practice, not perfect. Oh my gosh. I saw the funniest like little cartoon meme about that, Coach Lizzie. And it was a guy and he was on a treadmill and he was like walking or whatever. And then there was another guy that was walking into the gym and he was like, oh, muscly and beefy. And the thought bubble coming out of the guy on the treadmill was he looked at the guy walking in. And he's like, what are you doing here? Aren't you done? I thought that was so funny. That is a great, great analogy. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Jean says such a great topic. Yeah. She's staying in no BS for life. Y'all don't know, but we actually don't let people out of no BS. People try to leave. We're like Hotel California. Yeah. You can't leave. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just joshing ya. Hi, Kathy. I can't hear you. Love, you're muted.
There we go. When you started your call, I was still on my walk and I like practically ran home so I could get on this call because I wanted to get on this call. So
good to see you.
Good to see you. Okay. So I started the free program in August of 2019, joined the end of December that year. So I've been here 4.5 years. I've lost 85 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I will be 68 next month. And so I have been, am I in maintenance? Am I not in maintenance? I had that 100-pound thing going on in my head when I started this.
What do you mean? Oh, like you wanted to lose 100 pounds?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think number one, it was a nice round number. Corinne did it. I wanted the statue. And I have never successfully lost weight without immediately starting to regain it. I was a normal weight until I had my last child at 31. And then my thyroid went crazy and all sorts of things. So I've had lots of health issues and didn't think it was even possible. I'd kind of given up when I found you all. So this works and it's great. And people are saying, oh my gosh, Kathy, all of a sudden I lost 50 pounds and kept it off for 2 years and was stuck there. But I was okay with that because I was working through all the mental stuff and I felt so much better. But then I lost another 35, I guess. And now it's like, people are like, oh, Kathy, you know, you shouldn't lose any more weight. And I'm a normal, I'm where I wanted to be as far as like, I wanted to be normal. I wanted to buy normal size clothes. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be able to get up and down off the floor with my grandkids. I wanted to be able to walk without being tired. I've kind of reached all those benchmarks that I thought I wanted. So my accountability partner, one of them, actually both of them, Julie and Tracy, shout out Candy Campers. They think, especially Julie, she thinks I'm afraid to not diet because I've dieted like your last caller. I mean, I had disordered eating in college and for 10 years after that. And I think she said, I'm afraid to diet, to stop dieting.
So that is actually a legit thing that Corinne talks about in, I'm going to get it wrong, but one of the lessons that Lizzie posted, she talks about the fear of being in maintenance and why we're afraid. And sometimes it is because we don't know what to do with ourselves if we're not on a diet.
Right. Yeah. And even I have found lately, like when I'm with my friends who are, they're complimentary, which makes me almost feel uncomfortable, but then they'll say, do you want to whatever? And I'll say, no, I'm good. I don't want that because I really don't want it. And whatever, you know, cookie or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, you're being good. And I said, yeah, I'm just being good. And I'm like, I've fallen back into this language that I haven't used for 4 years. You know, it's like I'm feeling left out because I literally do not have a single friend, my daughter-in-law, my daughter. I have nobody, no women in my life that are not either wanting to lose weight, trying to lose weight, giving up losing weight, but still talk about it all the time like I used to when I weighed 245 pounds. And it's like, what? I don't know if I feel left out. And
Wait, did you just say I feel left out because I'm not trying to lose weight anymore?
Yeah, kind of.
Like you don't have anything to talk about at lunch because they're all talking about latest diet?
I do. Okay. But then the other thing is, and I kind of mentioned to MJ like in November on this subject, am I in maintenance? How do you know if you're in maintenance? Should I let go of that 100-pound thing and just say, live with this for a while and see how it is? And, you know, I can pretty easily, without a lot of effort, maintain like a 3 or 4 pound around the 160. I got down to 159 and I've been up to 163 or 4 and I'm just bouncing around in there. And I'm not really dieting or anything. I'm eating something sweet every day and, you know, I'm doing all that. So
that's interesting that you say that, because earlier you said, I don't know what to do if I'm not on a diet. And then just now you just said, I'm not really dieting.
I'm really not.
Yeah. So you do know what to do. You do know what to do if you're not dieting. What do you do? Yeah. You just told me.
I eat mostly healthy foods and a little treat every day and take a walk and drink some water. Yeah.
So it's semantics here, right? Yeah. You can call it a diet if you want. I mean, I don't care. People call no BS a diet. Well, what's your diet? Well, we eat when we're hungry. We stop it enough. We drink some water and we get some sleep. We make a plan. That's our diet. I mean, call it a diet. I don't know. But I think when you're saying diet, you're like referencing like restriction, like weighing and measuring, right? So you are kind of on a diet. It's the no BS diet. And here's what it looks like. Right.
Yeah.
It just so happens to be like real life. It just so happens to be how we all eat in no BS.
So I guess my question for you is ultimately, how do I know I'm done unless I go to that original goal weight and then see if I like it or not, and then gain some weight back if I don't like it? You know, I mean, how do you honestly, and that's what MJ says, try it, you know, but it's like, how do I know if I'm done? And I don't know that I want to change what I'm doing enough right now because I like my life right now. I mean,
okay.
I'm making.
Can you try this then, Kathy? Cause I remember you, I think you posted in the maintenance group about this. Did you not? I heard about you. I think you did. Okay. So, and MJ said, well, get down there and try it on and see. That's great advice. It's fantastic. Yeah. The only problem with that is right now, what's keeping you from doing that is that you said, but I like my life right now, which implies that your habit brain implies that you won't like your life, or you might not like your life when you get there, or the life that you will have to live between there and here is not going to be fun, because you said, but I like my life. So it's like your habit brain saying, but I might not when I get there and I don't want that.
And I did like my life on the way down part of the time, but because that sounds dumb, but I really, as I was making changes, I did what everybody does. You know, first you start with, I'm leaving 2 bites behind. Then you're like, take the cheese off the burger. And then, I've cleaned up my diet so much, I'm whole food plant-based. So, I mean, 99% of the time. So I am really eating for longevity because I'll be 68 next month. So I guess the question is, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
Let me ask you this. How much more weight? Is it 15 pounds? Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah, it'd be 15 pounds. Okay. Yeah, 145 was my original. Yeah.
Okay. So we could do this a couple of ways. Actually, I think I have three solutions, maybe two.
Okay.
One is, why don't we just see what 5 looks like?
155.
Yeah. Because maybe your brain is freaking out at the 15. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe we just see what 5 pounds feels like. Okay. If we were going to pick that route, if I were to say, hey, Kathy, like, we got to lose 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do it? Like, what would you clean up? You would obviously start with the most doable. What would that be for you?
Well, the most doable for me would be one smaller treat a day instead of like the serving of cookies, I would have a cookie, or okay. I would have a couple of pieces of chocolate, Dove chocolate, or I would do something like that.
Okay, so you would clean up some of the little treats. Let's just start with that.
Yes, yes. Okay. I would do that.
So how long would you be willing to do that to see if it would get you the 5 pounds? Like, how long would you give yourself?
Oh, I don't know. A month, maybe.
Okay, so for 30 days, we're going to try. 30 days, we're going to try cutting out that little thing. And then we'll see what the scale says. Now, I'm not saying you have to pick this option. This is just one.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a second one in a second. All right. So we could try that for a month and then see where the scale is. And then you could check back in with yourself and say, okay, I actually kind of missed that. So I don't want to do that anymore. So, and then we'll make a decision. Right. Or, well, that was kind of easy. I don't even remember that I used to eat more than this. What else could I do? Right. We could just see, we could take this incrementally. Like, let's just see what 5 pounds lighter feels like. That's what we could do it that way. Or you could just decide and use this thought, I like where I am right now. I have no idea if I'll want to lose weight next year or next month. Maybe I will. But for today, I like where I'm at. Your goal range that you're in now is just a decision.
Yeah, right.
So you could put a little like disclaimer on there, like for now, like, cause sometimes our brain doesn't like absolutes, you know, sometimes our brain is like, but maybe, right. And then, so you can just say, you know what, maybe I will, but for now I kind of like this. We'll just see.
Well, and I think that's the thing that made me stuck, literally stuck for 2.5 years after I lost the first bit. I lost the first 50 in like 10 months. Mm-hmm. And then 2.5 years up and down the same 5 pounds. And I was rebelling against, I don't know, myself, I guess. I was rebelling against, why isn't this working now? Well, it's because you're a failure. You know, I was working through all those negative self-talk things that I've always had that I don't have anymore. I don't know. I'm not hard on myself, and I don't get mad at myself anymore like I used to. So
I love that so much. So which option do you think you might try? Like, if you had to decide right now, which one do you think you're most interested in? And there's no right answer. It's whatever you want.
I think I love the idea of just saying, okay, 30 days from today, and that's what one of my accountability partners does. She has something sweet, a little something like one piece of chocolate or one cookie or one whatever. And she does it every day. And she has Heather's planner page. And she said, and it says, how many times can I do that in a month and maintain my weight? Because she's in maintenance. And she's figured out she can do that twice a month and be in maintenance.
That's what we're doing here. We're just being the scientist, and we'll see. And then at the end of the 30 days, it may or may not have resulted in 5 pounds, but we'll have a whole bunch of information. We'll have information of if you even cared about those things. We'll have information if it equaled any weight loss for you. Right. Okay. But here's my question for you, Kathy. So if we're going to do this, we're going to see where you want to scale back a little bit of the little treats that you're having. Okay. If we're going to do this, tell me the mindset that is going to support that action from a positive place.
You mean like the rule I'm going to make around it to make it a positive thing? Is that what you're saying? Like, I'll have a, okay. So
like tomorrow, when you wake up, you're going to be like, okay, today, this is what I'm having for my treat. It's less than what I normally do, but this is what I'm doing. And now here's how I'm going to think about it so it doesn't feel diety or restrictive or any of that kind of stuff. What are you going to think?
I can do anything for 30 days. And I've used that one a lot on the way down. I can do anything for 30 days. And so I think if I said, I can do anything for 30 days, I'm being the scientist, I'm putting on the lab coat, and I'm just going to be curious if I can get below that 160 somewhere and just see how I feel. You know, I did that, that smart BMI, and I know BMI is not a good measure, but it is gauged for people my age. And I put in my goal weight of 145 and my height, my age and all that. And it came back and said, Yeah, you're right in the middle of your normal range. You need to stay there medically, but I don't know that I do. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Well, I think that's, I love how you're using curiosity. This is what I love about coaching maintenance. Y'all are so damn smart. I'm serious. Every one of y'all could come work for an OBS and be a coach, but you just use curiosity, right? Curiosity bridges the gap between I can't and I can. It is the feeling that bridges the gap. So, and that's a fantastic thought. You say to yourself, you know what? I'm curious to see what happens. Right? I can do it for 30 days. If I hate it, I can always go back. Cause guess what? I'm happy here too.
Right.
I just am curious to see what it feels like. Or what do they say? You know, fuck around and find out. That's what we're going to do.
I loved when you said that the last time. Somebody said that.
I thought it was probably me. We're going to fuck around and find out. Right. And we can make it interesting and fun. Is there going to be any downside to you doing this experiment? Let's just get that out of the gate. No. There's no downside. You can't think of anything.
No. Can't think of a thing.
Okay. No, because as long as you keep thinking that it's not restrictive, I'm just doing this to see all of that.
Because honestly, I struggled so much from the beginning with the leave two bites behind. And so then I started serving myself less. And I did this whole thing that keeps popping up in our group called the little yellow bowl.
Oh, project. The teacup or
that,
whatever.
That was me. That was me back 4 years ago. And, and that worked because I took the two bites out before I even served myself, you know, basically. So I don't know. I mean, I know I can't do this by saying you can't have this. I know that doesn't work for me and my brain because I'm a rebel girl, I guess, but being curious and being my own scientist, that really always has resonated with me. So
I love it. Right. I love it. So I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what happens. So May 11th. No, May 12th, because you'll start tomorrow, right?
May 12th.
So April 12th to May 12th, we will all be patiently awaiting for your maintenance post to hear the results of your experiment. We would like an abstract and a whole article, please, on the results.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
I tend to be a little wordy, so I might be an article, but I'll let y'all know.
All right.
I love it. Thanks,
well,
Christy.
Have fun. You're welcome. All it's right. Beautiful there. Thanks. Take care, hon.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow, that was fun, right? Like, I mean, here we go, right? Here we go. Okay, I'm looking to see if there's any questions in the Q&A because no one else has their hand raised. Y'all, we got 12 minutes. Anyone? And nobody else has any drama over there. Oh, there's it. Oh, Annette, here she comes. Okay, let me see. We got 12 minutes. Let's see. 12 minutes to save the world. No questions. Looking, scrolling. Yeah, we do need an emoji. FAFO. I love that, Elena. Hey, if y'all are going to be at the Body Revolution Camp, you better make sure you find me. I want to meet all my maintenance people if you're coming to in-person camp. And if you're not coming to in-person camp, you haven't signed up for virtual. Prices go up May 1st. Make sure you sign up. I think it's an awesome camp for those of us in maintenance. Hi, Annette.
I wasn't going to do this because I've been coached recently, but
that's okay. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Well, I did put in there that I have to admit that you proved me wrong on the medicine that I didn't want to go off of because I was going to gain weight. And I did not gain any weight.
Oh, thank God. I was just guessing. No, I'm just kidding.
All the literature I read was wrong. I got off at the end of February and I haven't gained any weight yet. So I don't think I'm going to.
Congrats to you.
So with this maintenance thing, I've been in maintenance since July 31st of last year. And I was talking to my friend that I went out to supper with the other day. And she said something about me losing weight. I said, well, I'm 2 pounds heavier now than I was when I graduated from high school. And she said, wow. I said, but now I've come to find out I was fat in high school. And she's like, oh, come on. We're not fat in high school. We didn't go to high school together, but But now this keeps going around in my head. And it's like, I don't think I should be in maintenance. I think I should lose another 10 to 15 pounds. Because I've been lying to myself this whole time. It's like, well, you get down to what you weighed in high school, you'll be thin again. Now I have this thought, well, I think you were fat in high school. And it's like, where did that come from?
Who's your habit brain is saying, because based on what your friend said, or your habit brain is just saying you were fat in high school?
No, suddenly my brain just said, well, you were fat in high school.
Nobody when you were in high school, did you feel fat? Did you think you were fat when you were in high school?
No, I was very athletic. I was like in track and basketball. And so now my dad did tell me that I had legs like a wrestler. And my mom yelled at him, say, you don't tell your daughter she has legs like a wrestler.
My dad told me I had legs like tree trunks.
He's like, no, I meant they were really muscular. And I mean, he wasn't doing it to be mean. He was just.
No. Yeah.
So anyway, so, you know, I never got bullied or anything like that. And I never thought about it. My mom always dieted. She was always going to Tops and all these things. So it was always kind of in my mind. And I never wanted to be like my mother because it always embarrassed me. Because she was heavy. My grandmother was heavy. My dad was heavy. And it always kind of embarrassed me. So I never wanted to be like that. I never wanted to embarrass my kids by being heavy. So I would run all the time. I'd run 3 miles a day. And I ran out of my knees. I had to have a total knee replacement. And so then I was always wanting to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. Well, then 2-3 years ago, I had to have a cancer taken off my arm. And I went into the hospital and they weighed me while I had just that little flimsy hospital gown on. First thought about that was, well, now I'm going to see what I really weigh, because I hadn't really eaten much or whatever. And I was the heaviest I'd ever been. And that included when I had my children. Mind you, I threw up 5 times a day for 8 months with my children.
Oh, God,
I love
you.
Lost weight when I had my children. So I looked at that and I was appalled. I'm like, I've got to do something about this. I am not going to embarrass my grandchildren. So I'm starting to try and lose weight. And I'd been to Weight Watchers. I cannot tell you how many times. I rode a bike across Iowa. And I was, at that time, I went to Weight Watchers because I wasn't going to lug all that weight across Iowa. And I lost it. It's like a trampoline. I'd lose it and bounce back up. And I'd lose it.
So, let me ask you this. Okay. So your brain started telling you, we're not exactly sure why, but your brain started telling you that you need to lose more weight because the weight that you were counting on is actually now we're deciding that's actually fat.
Yes.
So you need to keep going.
Yes.
Okay. Is that true? Like, I want you to literally right now, just take a minute. Like, check in with yourself right now when I say the weight you're at right now is actually fat. Do you believe that?
No.
No. No. Sometimes we got to check in with a thought and see if it really hits with us. And if it doesn't, all we got to say is, that's just some shit my brain says. That's not even true. I don't even really believe that. Because our brain just does that sometimes.
And I think part of the problem is that, you know, now that I'm close to that, it doesn't look the same. You know, I'm 66 and, you know, when I graduated, I didn't, my body is maybe the same weight, but it doesn't look the same. And I think maybe a part of me is mourning that.
I hope you're coming to the Body Love Revolution camp.
I'm doing it. I'm going to be up
there. Yes.
I'm going to be at the September camp in person.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you. That's going to be really good if that's what you think it is. Because you know what? You might be onto something with that. And you might be onto something with that, Annette. That maybe your body, maybe, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes our brain just offers some wacky shit. Like, you know, we're just like, that's not even, I don't even really actually believe that. I am not fat. I got it, right? But maybe your brain is offering that because you're thinking, okay, well, I'm at this weight and I don't, you know, maybe it is your body thoughts. And it's thinking the solution is to lose more. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows?
Like, well, maybe if I lose more weight, I will start looking like I did back then.
Yeah.
And I don't think all the weight in the world is going to make me be 18 again.
Dang it. We should start offering that service at NoBS. We need to get on that. Tell Corinne. It's a marketing strategy. Want to look like you're 18? We have all the answers. Yeah. So it sounds like you just uncovered a thought. And you did a great, this is a great skill to have for everybody. Sometimes we have thoughts and we feel like, oh my gosh, I can't think that thought. But before we like freak out and try to like think, feel, do, cycle it and all that other stuff, we need to just check in with ourselves and be like, wait, do I even really believe this thought? Like, is this something that I really think? Am I thinking this thought a lot? If the answer is no, then when it comes up, we can just be like, that's just some shit my brain is saying right now.
You know, and I just came up with the grieving thing as we were talking.
Mm.
It's like suddenly when I did that, it's like the reason I think that, you know, maybe I was fat in high school was if I look at my high school pictures, because I got one out, I'm like, oh, the problem is I don't look like that.
Ah.
Mm. You know? It's like, I don't look like it anymore. Well, then as I was talking to you, it's like, maybe I'm just mourning what I lost.
Yeah.
But change. I think I'm going to journal.
Right?
I might have lost that, but I gained an awful lot.
Yes,
between
exactly.
And being 66.
Yeah, look at this. That is, Annette, your awareness is so amazing. Like the fact that you just caught that and you're open to it, that's amazing. Yeah, yes. Maybe this really has nothing to do. And it's great that you said, I got out a high school picture. Well, yeah. So then you start looking back, right? You start thinking about what you look like and, right? It's normal. I would imagine that that's a normal part of aging. It is for me, right?
Yeah.
And you know, this is why I recommended, I did put a maintenance post in there about coming to camp because so many of us, irrespective of age, so many of us have this thought about what we're going to look like when we get to our goal weight. And then we get there and we're like, hold on. Like I even posted, I think I said in my post in the maintenance group, I was like, had the thoughts when I first hit my goal weight, I actually looked better when I was fatter because my legs were at least filled out. Now I have all this saggy skin. Right? I was disappointed with the idea of what I thought goal weight was going to look like. And then once I got there, I'm like, well, shit. Right? And so, yeah, I mean, this is why we have to work on our relationships with our bodies as they are.
Yeah,
instead of always trying to chase some ideal.
You know, and it's all flabby and everything. Well, when I was in high school, I didn't have that. You know, I was always playing some sport or running or doing whatever. Plus you're 18. You don't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And like my gray hair, I tell everybody, you leave it alone. I have earned every one of these.
You mean your wisdom? That's what I call mine. This is my wisdom.
My wisdom.
Yeah.
Why don't you color your hair? I said, everybody leave it alone. I had two daughters.
That's right. You did earn it.
Earned every one of them. Well, thank you.
Well, I love that you uncovered this. It sounds like you have some interesting journaling to do and being kind to yourself. And I'm glad you're doing the camp. And I will see you in September. And I'll see you in Facebook. And I'll see you next month.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Look at me finishing right on time. Thanks everybody for being here. Don't forget, check your calendars for May. It will be up you know, a couple of weeks. I think, when does it come out? The 25th of the month. We will be having another maintenance call. And tag me in the Facebook group if y'all have any questions. We are a fun little group. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks, Lizzie. See ya.